Lao Tzu says, "A house is built by the human hand, but the foundation is laid by the earth." Imagine walking into a room where everything feels just right. Nothing is out of place, and the energy seems to flow smoothly. This is the magic of feng shui, an ancient Chinese practice that helps create a harmonious flow of energy, or qi, in our living and workspaces. The idea is simple. When we arrange our environments in a way that promotes balance, it can enhance our mood, well-being, and energy levels. So, how do we get started with feng shui? Begin by decluttering your space. This isn't just about tidying up. It's about removing physical or emotional clutter that may be blocking the flow of energy. If there's a part of your room where energy feels stuck or hard to navigate, try rearranging it to allow for smoother movement. Fix broken items, throw out things you no longer need, and add fresh flowers to bring vitality into the space. Surround yourself with images, photos, or artwork that bring up happy memories and good feelings. Bringing nature indoors with plants or elements that reflect your environment will help ground the energy. And don't forget to incorporate color. Choose shades that match the vibe you want in each room, whether it's calming blues or energizing reds. A space-clearing ritual can also help reset the energy. In feng shui, balance is key, and one way to create balance is by using the five elements: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Each element has its unique energy. Wood represents growth and vitality. Fire represents passion and energy. Earth stands for stability and nourishment. Metal signifies clarity and precision. And water reflects calmness and abundance. These elements interact in ways that can either create harmony or lead to imbalance. For example, wood fuels fire. Think of wood burning to create fire, and fire creates earth as it leaves behind ash. Earth produces metal as metals come from the earth, and metal enriches water as metals are found in water. And water nourishes wood, as plants need water to grow. To practice feng shui at home, add items that represent each of these elements. For wood, include green plants or wooden furniture. For fire, use candles or red colors. For earth, add ceramic objects in earth tones like yellow and brown. For metal, decorate with metal objects and white or gray colors. And finally, for water, incorporate blue items, mirrors, or a small fountain. The goal is to create a balanced mix of these elements to maintain a smooth, positive flow of qi. This balance can have a powerful impact on your well-being. Now, let's think about how feng shui can transform your workspace. A well-organized desk that faces the door invites opportunities and positive energy. So use plants to purify the air and add a touch of nature. Personalize your workspace with items that inspire and motivate you. Ensure your workspace is well lit and bring in elements like a water feature or natural stones to keep the energy flowing. Feng shui isn't just about your environment, it's also about how you take care of your own energy. Think about activities that light you up, whether it's a hobby, physical activity, or spending time with loved ones. Practices like Qigong or Tai Chi focus on gentle movements and breathing, helping to balance your energy. Meditation and deep breathing are also great ways to find stillness and reconnect with yourself. Take walks outside to recharge, or enjoy technology-free time to relax and unwind. Pay attention to your energy, avoid draining interactions, and surround yourself with things and people that uplift you. Find a morning routine that sets a positive tone for the day, and make room for spontaneity and new experiences. Engage in acts of kindness, explore new hobbies, and spend time with inspiring people. By using feng shui, we can create spaces and habits that not only look good, but also feel good. When we align with our surroundings and routines with balance, we invite harmony and vitality into our lives. So, now you know a little more about feng shui, try experimenting with these practices and see how they help improve your energy and connection to your surroundings.